Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 16 September 2020. Welcome to tonight's program. Tonight's going to be me and you. We're going to talk a while, okay? I'm going to share some things with you. We're going to talk a while. I'm going to take phone calls. I want your opinions. I want your thoughts tonight on different issues. If you want to talk about different issues tonight, it's kind of like Open Line Friday used to be with us. Open Line Wednesday tonight. And I want to hear from you. I really, really, really do. Especially if you're a first-time caller. All are welcome. But first-time callers only, I want to hear from you. It's always a thrill to hear somebody there that's calling for the first time. Well, this is your first night listener. You've been listening for 20 years. We want to hear from you at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And we'd like to hear from you in a little bit. We'll take phone calls probably about a half hour or so, maybe a little bit less. And don't forget, we are going to, tomorrow's Thursday. If nothing happens, we're going to have office all day tomorrow. So 9 o'clock in the morning Eastern time, we'll be in office until 4 o'clock. There are about 10 till actually we have to go off a bit early because I do a radio show at 4 o'clock with Melody Cedarstrom. So from 9 till roughly 4 tomorrow, I'll be in office, take your phone calls. If you want to place an order or whatever, Crystal will be here. I'll be here to talk to you. Love to hear from you. And I mean that. I really do. You can call us in the office tomorrow. Now, if you don't have long distance, please feel free to call our toll-free line, 800-777-4403. If you do have long distance, you'll save us some money if you'll call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. If you can call long distance, we'd appreciate that. And we're all going to have church this weekend. If nothing happens, love for you to join us at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. You can come in and listen to the current events. You can call and ask questions if you like to. You can watch us on live stream on PastorButch.com. And I hope that you'll utilize that because, folks, that is quite expensive. Keep going. But between Phil and I, we pay for it because they want to have you with us and join us on Thursdays. Saturdays when we're having Bible study. By the way, the 17th of next month is on Saturday, of course. Jonathan Alexander will be joining us from Liberty Council. I want you to mark on your calendar also. I think it's going to be a great day to have him come and join us. But anyway, live stream, PastorBush.com. Click on live stream, 11:30, and there we are. Or you can call us from the phone on two different phone numbers. Grab an ink pen real quickly. Grab an ink pen real quickly. Give us two numbers. They can listen to us on the phone. In the meantime, we're still offering the Mark the Beast DVD and the 20-minute section of Dr. Cassie Maget on the coronavirus and how it has nanotech robots in it, folks. And I promise you, this will hook you up to AI, artificial intelligence. And I'm dead serious. You got to see this, all right? The Mark of the Beast teaching is $10 for that, and that will come with that DVD. I recommend DVD. If you don't have a DVD player, then get CD. But DVD plays very quickly. You can listen, watch a real pretty blonde doctor tell her the reason behind COVID and why you cannot do the vaccination. So it's available if you want it. And we are offering a book by Stan Johnson, How Pre-Trib Won. And folks, if you have questions about pre-tribulation, post-tribulation, whatever, you need this book. You really do. Now, you can get one for 20, but you get 10 for 40 and give them to friends. We have them here. They'll be here probably tomorrow. The first batch went out last week. I just bought a limited amount, but we're going to hand them out of here. And we're offering again for $10, John Daniel's book, Grand Design Exposed. I mean, folks, it's a phenomenal book. It's good reading. It really is. $10 because we wrapped up. We've got the last few cases. And when these are gone, we'll never have them again. Grand Design Exposed. Please grab a hold of that if you can. Now, the numbers to call listening to our church services starting 11:30 a.m. Saturday morning are 605-562-0489, 605-562-0489, or 641-741-2866, 641-741-2866. Now, sometimes these numbers change, folks. We don't change them. The phone company does. If they change, we'll update them as quick as we can. But those two numbers you can call and listen tomorrow. And again, Michael from PA, please call me tomorrow. It's important you call me, please. Okay, do that. It's very, very important. Tonight, I'm going to do something I generally do before going to the air. But I'm going to do it on the air tonight. I want, if you would, to ask you to join me in prayer. And I hope you fast today. At least as much as possible. Some of you, I know you can't do that. When I do, I have to watch the sugar levels continually, and I try to do my best to do that because I want so much for our Father, our Creator in heaven, to hear our prayers. Hear my prayers. Folks, you don't live with me. You don't live inside me. You don't know how much I mess up. I do mess up. I'm only a man. But I do seek His will constantly. I'm going to open the program tonight in prayer, and I'm going to ask you to pray with me if you would. And I want to get in some what's happening in current events and share some thoughts with you, please. And by the way, this weekend Bible study, I think you're going to find very, very, very interesting. I hope you won't miss it, okay? I hope you won't miss it. Let's go to prayer. Almighty God and Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, and I want to thank you, first of all, Father. I want to end your gates with praise and thanksgiving, your courts with thanksgiving and praise, in your presence, Father, with thanksgiving and praise for all the blessings you bestowed upon every one of us. Father, we take so much for granted. The poorest among us are richer than most in the world. You bless us so tremendously, Father, in so many different ways that we have just assumed it's always going to be there. We praise you for that in Christ's precious name. And Father, come before you tonight in his name, not in my righteousness, but in his righteousness, pleading his blood, Father, that I may approach the throne of grace and petition you, Father, with the prayers I offer tonight. Lord God, tonight I bring before you our listening audience all over the world. You know every heart, you know every mind, you know every hurt, every pain, every need, everything, Father, that's in this world anyone has, any thought in this world anybody has, Father, you're a discerner of thoughts. And Father, those listening to the radio show tonight that are maybe for the first time listening, I ask you, please, Almighty God, open their eyes to truth, guide them in your spirit, Father, and in your word. And if I may be a vessel used to glorify you and maybe edify the church and bless somebody, Father, with the truth, then please use this old hillbilly preacher the way you see fit. But I ask you, Father, to bless those that will listen to this program for your glory. And Father, I want to thank you for all those that listen to this broadcast that have supported us for so many years. Especially, Father, the lady in Arizona that gave us a generous, generous gift some months ago, a year or so ago, that's paid for airtime and helped us kept some programs in a lot of stations. Father, you've been so good to us. I ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, that I can walk worthy, Lord God, of your blessings, not because of anything righteous in me, but because of Christ that dwells in me and the Holy Spirit that guides and teaches me if I would just listen. But bless the ones, Father, I pray. You know their hearts. You know their needs. You know everything about them. Lord, you know that we all walk in the flesh. We all have temptations. We all fail. We all have to fight our flesh every day. Almighty God, you know these things because our Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah, come down to earth and walked in the flesh. He was tempted in every way we're tempted, but not with sin, without sin. He without sin. But Father, He knows our pains. He knows our hurts. He knows what it's like to suffer. And none of us suffer like He has, Father. We know that. But Lord God, give us wisdom and direction in this life. Father, I pray. And Father, for those that in the audience that are hurting for any reason, I don't know what it may be, Father. Maybe they're living in an active sin, fornication, adultery, drugs, alcohol. I don't know. Or maybe those, Father, that need to repent of something they've done and they know they've done it. They need to make it right, Father. I ask you in the name of Jesus that you give them the humbleness, Father, to admit the wrong and make it right between you and whoever they may have offended. Father, thy will be done in our hearts. So thy will may be done upon this earth the way you'd have it be. Help us tonight, Lord God, to walk in your name everywhere we go. And realize, Father, that's not just when we're in Bible study or church that we're witnesses. It's every day, all day, no matter where we are. If we're with you, you're in us, we are witnesses about you and for you. I thank you for hearing this prayer, Father. Thank you for loving us the way you do. Again, Father, Almighty God, praise you for the blessings that you've given us. But most of all, Father, we praise you and thank our Savior for the sacrifice He did for us on the cross of Calvary. That the sin of debt could be the debt of sin may be paid for, Father, by our Savior. That He died for us in our stead. Father, let us crucify ourselves now to serve you. So we may live forever with you, Father, in your eternal glory. And I ask you for this again in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right, folks, hope you don't mind me praying, but I felt like I should pray tonight with you on the air. And I hope it touched somebody. I really do, because we serve a great and wonderful God. We serve someone, a power that's so great, so far but beyond our pea-picking brain ability to understand. There's just no way that I can even describe what He's done for us. I just don't know what to say besides praise God for His blessings. But I do want tonight, Father, I want to bless you with all I can while I'm here. So know that I'm here tonight as a servant. I'm not anybody's boss or anybody's leader per se. I'm just a servant. But I do want to share some things with you tonight, and I want to share something good that happened. Although it is unconstitutional, believe it or not, folks, it really is. I'm going to share it. A federal judge rules Pennsylvania's coronavirus orders are unconstitutional. Now, let me just make this point. I agree with his ruling 1,000%. But federal judges are not to have authority over states. I'm sorry. They're not. The states will be sovereign. Although on this hand, he ruled on a constitutional matter, so in a sense that can be, I guess, fairly directed because it is constitutional. It is a constitutional matter. But nonetheless, let's move on. U.S. District Judge William Strickland IV, a Trump appointee, said in his opinion that COVID-19 orders from Wolf and Pennsylvania Secretary Health Rachel Levine. By the way, Rachel Levine is a transgender pervert. It's a he. Ugly he, dressed like a woman, violated and continue to violate the First Amendment right to freedom of assembly and due process and equal protection clause of the 14th Amendment. The efforts to stop the spread of the coronavirus were undertaken with the good intention of addressing a public health emergency, Strickland wrote. But even in an emergency, the authority of government is not unfettered. That is very true. There is no question that this county has faced and will face emergencies. This country has faced and will face emergencies of every sort, he wrote. But the solution to a national crisis can never be permitted to supersede the commitment to individual liberty that stands as a foundation of the American experiment. Very well written and very well ruled. And again, I may stand a little bit corrected because this is a constitutional matter and therefore the federal government does have sway. In a constitutional matter. They didn't override the state's rights. They just upheld the Constitution. So Judge William Strickland IV, God bless you for standing up for what's right. I'm sure I'm never going to meet you. You never know who I am. That's okay. I want to thank you for what you did on this and for standing for the truth. You see, folks, there's some kickback going on. There are some chances that we might be able to slow this down a little bit if we try hard enough and pray long enough, repent of our sins, and turn back to our God. There may be something we can do to actually change this situation a little bit. It's like Sheriff Maxwell being in Virginia and Lynchburg on the 30th with a bunch of sheriffs coming in from all over the country trying his best to help them understand who they are. And these men probably already know that they wouldn't be there. If the sheriff in your county is not on your side when this thing falls apart, you're going to have a tough time making it, my friends. You truly are. But thank God for Sheriff Mack and what he's trying to do. But back on some situations here, folks. I just shared with you. I don't think I did. I did briefly this later on the program of Melody Caesar. I mentioned that the about the 1950s compared to 2020, and mention the fact that about the course of us being in debt more than any nation in the world. Well, this next article, I just want to share with you very quickly. I want to mention to you, this is in 1950. I want to share this with you. In 1950, Baltimore was one of the most beautiful and most prosperous cities on the entire planet. And the folks just moved up today in 2020. Baltimore on pace for the deadliest year ever. 46 shot and 12 killed last week, according to the Baltimore Sun. 1950, it was one of the most beautiful and most prosperous cities on the entire planet. Last week, 46 shot and 12 killed. Now, I know that you know. The only difference is because America has lost a moral compass, a moral foundation, because without God and His laws, there is no moral foundation, because there can be no foundation built. When man builds his ideas of morality that are constantly changing, as history has proven, when man builds the moral basis on his constantly changing morality, they're building on a house on sand. When you build the nation on the rock of Jesus Christ, His moral laws and concepts, the nation stands prosperous and beautiful. When you take away the foundation of Jesus Christ, which they've done in this country, they destroyed what was once a beautiful country, took away the moral values taught in the laws of God, try to build up on man's values, a man's ideas, a man's morals, and now look where we are. Think about this. November, my friends, is going to be 1 month. I'm afraid most of us are going, we should never come. This is out of Clackamas County, Washington. County commissioners told by law enforcement that Antifa is staging gas cans to start more fires and armed with chainsaws to cut utility poles, start fires and block rescues. Now, this is coming from the National News Desk. This is something anything I made up. This is for real. Clackamas County, Washington Board, and I have several listeners in Washington State, by the way. I really do. Thanks to our station affiliates out there, with Tom Reed, we are ACN Network. We have several stations out here. It's in the Northwest. The Clackamas County, Washington Board Commission meeting was stunned as a law enforcement reported that Antifa is staging full gas cans around the county to start more fires, and they are armed with chainsaws to fall utility poles to start more fires while blocking rescue vehicles. One county commissioner said the commission should ask the governor to call out the National Guard. Folks, it is against policy comitatus to use troops to keep the peace. But an uprising like this, I can understand the point. A nation that forgets God, Psalms 9:17, is turned into hell. How much more proof does this old hillbilly preacher have to give you to show you that they're neither, maybe straddling the fence wondering, is there a God, is there no God? Are His laws real or they're not real? How much more proof can I give you to show you that prophecy has been fulfilled when God said a nation forgets Him is turned into hell, where watch your nation be turned into hell? How much more proof do you need than that? We're going to go on, though, just in case you missed it. Like, we haven't got enough yet. We're going to go on. In Oregon, homeowners warn looters amid wildfire. You loot, we shoot. Oregon homeowners have issued warnings for those who seek to loot and damage property amid wildfire evacuations, posting signs to state that we will shoot and kill those who do so. You loot, we shoot, read one hand-painted sign outside of a home, which was captured by KPTV journalist Devin Eskew as he covered the destruction. We won't call your family. Your body will never be found. Bang, bang, another sign stated. Folks, would you say that we're on the verge of civil war, another chaos and shooting? I'm certain that 99.9% of my listeners have never been in a firefight. And by that I mean a gunfight, not a forced firefight, but a gunfight. I cannot say that I've been directly involved in one, but folks, I have been near to it when things are going on. There's chaos. There is nothing that makes sense. No one is really organized. It's chaos. When bullets are flying and people are shooting and people are screaming and running and fighting among themselves, it's utter chaos. You really don't know who's been shot, who's not, and who's doing the shooting sometimes and who isn't. This is part of what's coming to this country. Do you think that when God sent nations that forget Him and turn into hell, do you think that really and truly He meant it, or was just trying to fill the page in the Bible? Folks, Christ is the answer. Christ is eternal peace in our hearts and souls, starting right now on earth. You see, the beautiful part about being a Christian is this. When I accepted Christ as my personal Savior, my personal Redeemer, I was translated from the kingdom of darkness of Satan and transformed and moved into the kingdom of light of Jesus Christ. That actually happened to me. Not because I'm someone special, not because I'm someone great, and not because I deserved it. God knows I didn't deserve it. By His grace this happened. But please know this. That peace that comes knowing Christ starts now. No, I'm not saying you're going to have peace in this world. No. You're not going to find peace in this world today. No way. There's no peace in this world. But the peace Christ gives you dwells inside you. It cannot be taken away because the world didn't give it to you. The peace and joy are gifts of the Holy Spirit. Doesn't mean your heart's not troubled. Doesn't mean your heart's not vexed. As Saul's was, Saul's righteous soul was vexed with what he saw happening around him. That's a sign that you're born again because your soul's vexed. But if you are right now scared to the point of almost giving up, so maybe scared to the point of drinking a drug and trying to hide from it, Christ is your refuge. Didn't say we changed circumstances. Didn't say that. He'll give you courage and peace to stand through the circumstances and keep you safe in His arms till the time is up. Now, that doesn't mean that you won't be killed this earth for standing for truth. I didn't say that. But you'll be safe in Christ no matter what happens. That's the peace He gives you, knowing that by His grace and mercy, you're going to be just fine. This next article, I'm just going to read part of it. Written by Paul Craig Roberts. The United States, now pay attention, and its Constitution have 2 months left. Bob Woodward writes that Trump's Secretary of Defense, General James Mattis, and Trump's Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, spoke together about taking collective action to remove President Trump from office. General Mattis said Trump is dangerous, he's unfit. Now, folks, I'm not a Trumpeteer. I'm not. Are you hearing what's being said here? What if the Secretary of Defense Mattis and Director of National Intelligence had said, or Coates said about Obama, he's unfit for office? What would have happened? I don't know what would have happened. BLM, Antifa would have happened. Anyway, this is the same thing that the generals and the CIA said about President John F. Kennedy. When generals and the CIA say that a president is unfit and dangerous, they mean he's dangerous to their budget. Unfit, they mean he's not a reliable cold warrior who will keep hyping America's enemies so that money keeps pouring into the military security budget. By serving defense contractors instead of their country, generals end up very wealthy. Both Kennedy and Trump are wanting to normalize relations with Russia and to bring home U.S. troops involved in make war operations overseas that boost the profits of defense contractors. To stop Kennedy, they assassinated him. To stop Trump, they concocted Russiagate, Impeachgate, and a variety of wild and unsubstantial accusations. The prostitutes repeat the various accusations as if they are absolute proven truth. The prostitutes never investigate a single one of these false accusations. Again, folks, I am not a trumpeteer, and you know that. But that's not the point. The point of it is this is the chaos we now have in America. And I'm going to share this with you in the next one, next article with you after the break. But we're seeing now government officials telling the people to arm themselves that chaos is coming and civil war basically is coming real soon. And folks, if it does happen when, in my spirit, I think it's going to, or if Brother David Dana Coverstone's dreams come true, or if it starts in November, we got less than 2 months away. Election November 3rd. No matter who they say wins, it's going to be utter chaos in this country because of bail-in ballots. Do you understand that? This is all part of the plan. This is part of the plan that no matter who wins, it's going to be contested votes for who knows how long. And there's a good chance that while it's in limbo, Nancy Pelosi can step up and take on the title of president while waiting for the votes to be counted. Isn't that a wonderful thought? Folks, the nation that forgets God is turned into hell. Psalms 9:17. Please take that to heart and understand this. I prayed a prayer when we started, asking for direction for our lives and strength to go through these. Folks, what's coming on this land is going to be things that you and I never dreamed possible. Not my lifetime. You see, I was born in 48, a long time ago now. I remember the 50s and the early 60s before America started changing big time in the late 60s with Woodstock and all the other crap that took over. When the demonic forces were turned loose in this earth. The demonic forces, folks, were turned loose in the 60s unbelievably through drugs and free sex and all the other filth that brought forth by the hippie movement. And with the government turning wicked and corrupt and vile big time. It always had been, but big time in the 60s and forward. The Vietnam War, the Korean War, the last 20-some-year war in Afghanistan, all these things, folks, have come about because America has forgotten God. And when you hear this week's Bible study, you're going to hear more about this, and about the shaking that's going on in America right now with God trying to get our attention. And still there's no repentance. Still, I don't hear any churches saying, get on your knees and pray. I don't. Very few of them. Oh, I'm sure there's some saying it. But not very many of them. And it certainly has not happened on a micro scale. Back at the break, phone calls 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store-bought foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, folks, we are back. Phone lines open. I cannot believe they're not filling up already. I cannot believe that. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I'd love to hear from you. I want to hear your opinions. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to hear prayer requests. Tonight's open line. If you don't call and talk to me, it's because you just don't want to, because that line's open for you tonight. This, folks, this is as much your broadcast as mine. If you were not there supporting us, we would not be on the air. Understand this. Please don't feel like you're imposing upon us to call and give your opinion. Please don't think that or share scripture. But I want to share this next article because this kind of puts your finger right on where we are in this nation in this time. Trump appointed HHS spokesman says buy ammunition as he claims Democrats are planning an armed insurrection after election and accuses CDC of sedition against president in Facebook live rant. Now, I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, just the highlights. Michael Caputo was installed as top communications official at HHS. He warned on Facebook that they're going to have to kill me, and unfortunately I think that's where this is going. Said that when Donald Trump refuses to stand down at the inauguration, the shooting will begin. Now, I don't know what that means and whether he wins or loses. But it makes no difference. Because I promise you that if he wins, all hell's going to break loose. And if he loses, I think it's going to be the same thing, folks. Or it's going to be maybe the BLM and Antifa celebrating by burning down more properties. Oh, yeah, people. We're not going into freedom. I don't know how these people understand that. You cannot go into freedom and causing chaos and destruction. We're going back into Egypt, so to speak. We're going back into bondage as a nation. And did you know that the blacks, real estate agent has just sold 97 acres of land? This could be a solidly black community. No whites allowed. Talk about racism. Talk about black privilege. But that's not the point. They said they won't go back where they have their own village, their own tribe. They won't go back and have their own tribe mentality, folks. They're going back in the same place come out of. They're going back in Egypt. Do you remember back in, no, you probably don't. Back in the 50s, the so-called liberals wanted desegregation. They wanted to mix the races. They did. Now the liberals want segregation. They want to separate the races. They want to separate the blacks and put them in their own special communities, no whites allowed. And they want to have tribal government in those communities. Do you see what I'm saying? They're going backward in this whole situation. Instead of trying to bring unity, they're causing division. Folks, what we have here, and there are whites involved as well as blacks and Hispanics and all the rest of them. There are all races involved in this. God help us, there are. These people that are trying to tear apart the fabric of this nation, morally, trying to tear it apart, so that we cannot be brought together as one nation. No matter who it is, blacks, white, red, or yellow, it makes no difference. But this is a demonic move, a fascist move, a Marxist move, to destroy that what's left of society in America, to bring us to our knees. And it's working. It's working. And God help us, a lot of so-called churches are involved in it. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? That the ones that are supposed to be the light on earth in the last days, the light and salt of the world, have become as much a part of the darkness as the darkness itself. Isn't that a sad thing to say? But the churches sold themselves out in 1954 when Lyndon Baines Johnson had a 501c3 clause applied to the churches. He sold it as a favor to the churches so they can save tax money. And the churches never paid taxes because they were immune to them. Because no government was ahead. No earthly government was ahead of the church at the time. Now that's reversed. It is ahead of it. We went from total liberty as a body of Christ back in Egypt in the bondage. Because they promised us a benefit. They promised us our leeks and onions and more straw for our bricks. So we can make more bricks for the Pharaoh and build his empires. But they promised us good things. And whenever Satan promises something, it always looks good, smells good, and probably tastes good. But it's full of hooks and lies. But you see, when a nation forgets God, it loses common sense. It loses direction. They don't know which way to go. Darkness becomes its common, its norm. Darkness becomes accepted. Because, well, back in the 80s, maybe, as a song came out by the McCameys entitled Getting Used to the Dark. No. We haven't been shedding light in this world, this nation, for a long time. Not as a whole. The churches have become used to the dark. I know no one wants to hear that. I know that isn't popular, and I don't make people feel good, folks. But I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm here to tell the truth. We have gotten used to the dark. Now wait a minute. What do you mean by that, preacher? Well, let me just make a couple points here, then, if you don't understand what I'm saying. Just a few points. Are you ready? Started a long time ago. We'll say maybe a major thing, but yet minor to compare to what we compromise with today. I mean, really minor. 1930s, they started the 1916, it was. They started the federal income tax. People didn't like it, but adapted to it. 1930s, they brought in on purpose the Depression. Sold people the idea that we need to start a socialist network called Social Security. Sold people the idea that government wants to feed and clothe and house you. Roosevelt did a good job. Franklin Roosevelt did a good job selling us the idea that we'll put a chicken in our pot and car in a garage. He did. He actually did that. He bought WPA, Working People of America. He bought them out and gave them government checks so they could find jobs. Socialism started, and the people love to have it so. I know you don't like it. I can't help it. I'm not making this up. This is for real. Went on from there with more socialist ideas, communist ideas, satanic ideas, welfare, food stamps, HUD, and on, and clothing vouchers, and free education, and all these things, folks, are all part of a socialist norm. Public education and public food system to destroy the youth, the youth, the minds of the youth. Don't think it worked? Okay. 1973, January 22nd, we started murdering unborn babies. All people protested for a while. The church stood up and said, we can't do this. I take it back. Some of the church stood up and said it. Most of them didn't say a word. That's truth, you know that. So over a while, that hasn't totally went away, and it should never go away, but nonetheless, we accepted it as a whole. We got used to the dark. And then mine's going blank on this one. In 2015, we let the Supreme Court pass a law, which the Supreme Court cannot do constitutionally, and illegalize sodomite marriages, lesbian marriages, made sexual perversion the law of the land. In California, they just legalized pedophilia. Oh, yeah, they did. It's, Governor signed it. Newsom signed it. You can have sex with someone 10 years younger. So if you're 20 years old and you can have sex with a 10-year-old girl or boy, as long as it's consenting, it's not necessarily pedophilia. Oh, yeah, that really happened. This is getting used to the dark. And yet we think we're wise. We think we're having freedom for all. We can, now people are free to live together and marry another man to man, woman to woman, and or two men and one woman, or three women and two men. That makes no difference. Or a man his dog, or a woman his dog. Oh yeah, it's coming, folks. It's already here. But that's freedom, right? That's freedom. That is the most misused word, probably one of the most misused words in the English language, freedom. Freedom to do wrong is not freedom, it's bondage. But a blind people that's gotten used to the dark, and I'm saying this scripture, they're too damn stupid to know it. Their souls are damned, their minds are damned. They cannot see the truth. They refuse to see the truth. That's America today. And this Saturday teaching, I'm going to cover some of these things. I'm going to share some things. Just, by the matter of fact, how this lesson is going to be, I'm going to read to you real quickly. A basic faith building teaching coming this Saturday. I'm going to show you some things in the Bible and some things in history that should increase your faith. And to know that our God is real. But some people, when I preach it and teach it, they run it high because it makes them feel bad. I'm sure tonight many people are saying, well, why don't he talk about something else? I've told you about salvation in Jesus Christ and hope we have in him, no, nowhere else. I've told you that he can forgive your sins. He can make you whole. He can give you back your joy and peace you once had in your heart and life. Circumstances may not change, but you'll change. But I'm talking now to those who say they're believers, who quietly accept the evil around them. In one of the books I've written, I wrote a quote in there that I made up, and it's something along these lines. It's impossible for a righteous man, a righteous individual, to peaceably coexist with evil. It's impossible because evil and righteousness cannot peaceably coexist. One must give in or compromise for both to be together. That's all there is to it. Let's go to the phone. Just start first with our brother Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Butch.
Hello, Gary.
Excuse me. I got a frog in my throat. Right.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Anyway, what I want to talk about is, you know, as you know, and I'm not going to promote what I do so much today, but I'm on the street, you know, every Wednesday, you know, when people are going back and forth with the signs that I hold up. And, you know, here's the pathetic thing. Pathetic. You know, as people will come by and they'll, you know, wave at me or they'll go thumbs up, you know, and, you know, like, you know, thank you for doing this and, you know, and so on and so forth. And then I get, you know, the people that just ignore me, and then I get the people that cuss at me and everything else. But I said all of that to say this. The people I have, I dislike the people more that come by and wave at me and go thumbs up than I do the other ones. Because when I went to the churches and stuff, nobody would step up to help us. You know, but they will wave and they'll say this and they'll do that, but they do nothing to push the darkness back. And that upsets me more.
Yes.
Than the people who cuss at me.
Well, as I said, now, Gary, they've gotten used to the dark.
Absolutely. And, you know, just going to, you know, a congregation and say, well, I'm pro-life or I'm against homosexuality. You know, I'm, you know, they never should have took prayer out of school. They never should have. But the whole thing is that they never should have accepted one piece of that to begin with.
No.
None.
I agree.
Right. And I assure you that prayer came out of the church before it came out of the school. And I tell you, but the commandments came out of the church before they were taken down in the public places. And so on and so forth. I could name a whole myriad. And, you know, I have a list here of 25 of the most common excuses people use not to stand against abortion. And here in this town, out of that list of 25, and this is a smaller town here, out of that list of 24, I've heard at least 20 of them from right here. Right here.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, now I'm going to set my big display up on the street on Saturday the 26th. Now, that's the day that we're all going to be called to prayer. But I'm going to set my display up there, and I'm going to go around, and I'm going to invite people to come and pray with us right there on the street. And we'll see who will stand, and we'll see who will pray. And but I'm going to see that the invitation gets out as best I possibly can. And you know, well, we're up there showing everybody what abortion truly is. We will be there, and we will pray. And for 3 or 4 hours that we're there, and we welcome anybody that wants to, you know, what, no matter who they are, we don't care if you go to this church or that church, we will pray in the name of Jesus Christ that his righteous judgment will be turned because of our repentance.
Amen.
You know, I'll get off, I want to say one thing
to you, Gary. You're right. You know, we need to bind together. I don't care if somebody's pre-trib, post-trib. I don't care if they're Baptist, Methodist, Pentecost. I don't care. If they believe that Jesus Christ is Son of God and born again through Him, and they're trying to walk in righteousness in Him the way they understand it, I'll gladly join prayer with them because I know they believe in Christ, or they know who the Savior is. We need to stop this bickering among ourselves or pre-trib, post-trib, whatever, and hold hands in agreement that Christ is who He says He is, and we need to repent of our sins and get Christ back in society before it's too late for our children's sake. But the masses, right. The churches won't do that. They won't do it.
Okay, I want to say one more thing before I hang up, if you'll bear with me for just a minute.
Sure.
Usually every night or every morning I pray this prayer. You know, because we have all these different denominations and it ought not be. You know, that is the work of the separator, and we know who the separator is.
Sure.
And, you know, I pray that the Lord God Almighty, through His Son, Jesus Christ, would correct us all where we are in error in our interpretation of the Holy Scriptures. And be men enough and women enough to take the correction and start making some changes. You know, that will bring actual Christian people together. And as the Word says, and I won't quote a lot of Scripture here, but it just says, you know, the Word of God, you know, is for, and so the man of God can be thoroughly furnished into all good works.
Yes, yes.
We have to bring forth fruits of righteousness.
Yes, we do.
You know, show who we are. And you see, it's not just, oh, yeah, I know, and I believe, no, fruits of righteousness. We're supposed to be a fruitful tree.
Amen.
I'll shut up and get off of here, Butch, so somebody all right. else can get on.
Good call. Thank you,
my brother. We love you.
Thank you, Gary. You too. Thanks a bunch. Let's go to our sister Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome. The folks, the lines are open, 844-769-2944. Come on in, Jan. Go ahead.
Okay, good evening, Pastor.
Good evening.
Did you hear what Trump said today? He said that they could have a vaccine by the end of September.
We're not going to get to October
or November. We're going to get September.
Yes, and he's and people keep saying Trump is not pushing. He is pushing. He's going to bring it out with the military to bring it up among the people. He is pushing a vaccine, for goodness sake.
Yeah. Well, you heard him say today, it's the nursing homes first. It's the older people first. Yeah. They got new test that they're going to put. Every certified nursing home in the country will have them first.
Isn't that amazing? You know, and what's amazing too, it's actually been proven, and I'll be sharing this weekend in Bible study, that the COVID tests are 90% inaccurate.
Yeah.
90%. I'm holding right here in the paper in my hand. New York Times.
Everybody has come up positive.
New York Times finally admits negatives in there once in a while,
so people don't realize how wrong it is.
They won't get specious. But New York Times has finally admits COVID-19 PCR positive tests are grossly over-exaggerated, as many as 90% of COVID-19 positive tests should have been listed as negative. That's in New York Times.
The governor
of New York is shutting the whole state down. I mean, come on, people. How dumb can we get? I'm sorry. I get carried away. Go ahead, Jan.
That's okay. Did you get my emails on this Messiah that these Jewish rabbis are talking about?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, I'll send it to you. There's several of them.
Send it again. This is top rabbis in Israel,
and for several years he's been saying he's been talking to the Messiah and that he will come soon. They set up loudspeakers on the Temple Mount. That irritated Palestinians to no end.
So they're looking for the Antichrist.
I believe they're going to introduce him. Maybe
I think
even
you could be right.
Weekend.
Wow. Please send this to me again. Okay. I didn't get him. Please.
Let me get him again. But if they blow the shofar this year for Rosh Hashanah, then I have another thing I'll send you, which explains that that's wrong because it lands on God's Day. It lands on Saturday, the Lord's Day, and they don't blow that in the year that it lands on that day. They're not supposed to.
Okay.
If they do, we're going to have him present.
We know it's getting close, and we do know it's getting close. Jan, I got to jump. A good call, but please send him to me again, please. All right, thank you.
I will send it to you again. Thank you.
God bless you, honey. Let's go next to Georgia and talk to Tom. Tom, are you there?
I am, Pastor Butch.
By the way, are you a first-time caller?
No, I was about to say, I used to call into the show back in 2014 when you were on Genesis.
Okay.
And I lost track of you after. I think you went to a 2-hour show and then went off. And I just recently found out where you are now, listening to Dr. Deagle.
Okay.
Because you
come
on his shows on Thursdays.
Right. Great.
Pastor Rich, one of the reasons that I lost track with you, and I'm not disenchanted with your ministry at all, but there was an offer that was made on Genesis that if you bought a certain amount of product, you'd be sent a coin, and I never got the coin, and I found myself calling your ministry and saying, hey, where's my coin, blah, 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 and I just, it put a bad taste in my mouth because I didn't feel like it was proper for me to call your ministry and ask for my coin, you know, but you were going off the bear about that time anyway. The lady that was just talking to you before, I believe, and I've got no revelation about this, I just read the King James Bible every day, but I believe that Christ came and was born the first time on tabernacles. And
I think he will come back on tabernacles. Could well do that. Yes.
And if that's the case, and if there is going to be a 7-year tribulation period, then it'll start on tabernacles.
It could do that. Good point.
I don't see why the Lord would make up a calendar of events to showcase his coming and not use that calendar. Do you see what I'm saying?
I sure do. Well, most major prophecies have been fulfilled on feast days. You know that. Holy days, I should say.
Holy days.
Yes, they have been. Absolutely. And by the way, I'm glad you found us again. I really am. I'm glad you're out there.
I haven't been listening live, but I found you about 2 months ago when you started getting on Dr. Deagle's show every Thursday. And I've been going back and listening to the archives, but this is the first time I've called in live. And,
well, I'm glad you're there.
Good to hear you again.
Well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Makes me feel good to have an old friend come back in and join us.
I didn't leave. I had a bunch of events go down in 2014. I moved in with my mother, and she immediately came down with Alzheimer's, and it's been a horrible journey down. And I've also become targeted, like you cannot believe, or maybe you can believe, but I mean, life has been adventurous for me, to say the least. I've had a lot of down times, and I've, you know, I'm learning to praise God more than get upset. But I've told him, I said, look, if you've got something for me to do, let's go ahead and do it.
Amen. Amen.
I'm tired of this.
Well, you know, every
sure,
day.
I'm sure you know about targeting.
I do. And every day we have to believe that He's in charge, and no coincidence in our lives, and no happenstance in our lives. Every day we live on this earth, if we're seeking His will and trying to find what we're supposed to do that day, we have to believe in our heart that we did the right thing, because we're seeking His will, and if He's God, He will guide us. So we have to believe today with what we did today was God's will, if we're seeking His will and trying to walk righteous in front of Him. That's why, righteous before Him. That's why we have to have faith, know that today is the day that He gave us, and prayerfully we do what's right because we're seeking His will. That's the only way we can live and believe.
Well, the believers are going to suffer.
Yes.
And I don't know how bad it's going to get, but I think we're going to I've been listening to Pastor Dana as well, and I think we're in for a rough winter.
I agree. And Tom, good to hear from you, my friend. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Dr. Daigle. Take care.
Pastor Butch, close enough. Well, thank you. Okay, buddy. Appreciate it. Okay. All right, good call. Good to hear from an old friend. It really is. We got about 2 minutes left. You want to call, you better hurry. But folks, we'll be in office tomorrow, Lord willing, between 9 and 4, like I said, to take your phone calls, answer questions if you can. If you want to place an order tomorrow, we'll be here. Glad to talk to you then. One more quick call. I got about a minute left. Let's go to Dino, Wisconsin. Dino, come on in. You got 1 minute or so. Come on in.
Yeah, I sent you my report. You'll get it in the mail in a couple of days. And, you know,
okay,
the verses, people, that we need to read is in Psalm 9, chapter 9, 15 through 17.
Yes.
In the lukewarm verses, you know these other verses. But
yes.
1 Kings 18:21, Joshua 24:15, 2
yep.
Masters 6:24, and Matthew, leaders of Troy, lukewarm, leaders of Troy, Isaiah 9:16. And the lukewarm people, Revelation 3:15, we're in for the last days, people. Yes, but we cannot pray away Armageddon, Megiddo, or Gog and Magog. We got to prepare for it.
That's right.
Around the corner. Would you agree? Yep.
I agree. Dino, good call. Thank you.
Anyone who promotes the vaccinations is guilty of murder. I'll say that.
Amen. I agree. All right, our time, Dino. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it. I really do. Thank you. And thank you all for the call tonight. And folks, the grace of God, I'll see you in the office tomorrow. I'll be with Joyce tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock and with Dr. Deagle for half an hour, 5 o'clock Eastern Time afternoon. Have a wonderful night. See you in the office tomorrow. Good night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.